Twitter debuts hexagon-shaped NFT profile pictures. Geoscience agreement with Estonia's University of Oulu for collaboration on 6G technology. Netflix sees disappointing subscriber growth in Q4 2021, adds 8.3 million users worldwide. Google appeals Euro 2.4 billion shopping fine at top EU court. Facebook parent Meta removes Iran-based fake accounts targeting Instagram users in Scotland. Robinhood crypto wallet being tested, top 1,000 users on waitlist to get beta version. Twitter announces the launch of a tool through which users can showcase non-fungible tokens as their profile pictures, tapping into a digital collectibles craze that has exploded over the past year. The feature, available on iOS to users of the company's Twitter Blue subscription service, connects their Twitter accounts to cryptocurrency wallets where the users store NFT holdings. Twitter displays the NFT profile pictures as hexagons, differentiating them from the standard circles available to other users. Tapping on the pictures prompts details about the art and its ownership to appear. Like other tech companies, Twitter is rushing to cash in on crypto trends like NFTs, a type of speculative asset authenticating digital items such as images, videos, and land in virtual worlds. Jio's Estonia arm and University of Oulu have signed an agreement to collaborate for development of 6G technology as well as to foster entrepreneurship. The collaboration with the Estonia-based university is expected to extend Jio's 5G capabilities and will help explore use cases in the 6G era. Jio Platforms is the parent of telecom player Reliance Jio. University of Oulu's director of the 6G flagship, Professor Matti Latva-Aho, said in a statement, "We are looking forward to collaborating with Jio Estonia and the entire Reliance group on targeted research initiative that will enable future wireless and end-to-end solutions for a wide range of end-user requirements." Netflix delivered its latest quarter of disappointing subscriber growth during the final 3 months of last year, a trend that management foresees continuing into the new year as tougher competition is undercutting the video streaming leader. The Los Gatos, California company added 8.3 million worldwide subscribers during the October-December period, about 2 lakh fewer than management had forecast. Besides releasing its fourth quarter results, Netflix also projected an increase of 2.5 million subscribers during the first 3 months of this year, well below analysts' expectation for a gain of 4 million, according to FactSet research. Google appealed an EU court decision to uphold the bloc's Euro 2.4 billion, which is roughly ₹20,255 crore, fine for abusing its search engine dominance. The tech giant said it would go to the European Court of Justice, the EU's highest court, after the General Court confirmed in November a decision by the European Commission in 2017. At the time, the fine was the European Union's biggest ever, but it was later exceeded by a Euro 4.3 billion, which is roughly ₹36,290 crore, fine against Google over its Android smartphone operating system. A short statement by the company said, "After careful consideration, we have decided to appeal the General Court's decision because we feel there are areas that require legal clarification from the European Court of Justice." Facebook parent Meta Platforms removed a network of fake accounts that originated in Iran and targeted Instagram users in Scotland with content supporting Scottish independence, the company's investigators said. Meta said the network used fake accounts to pose as locals in England and Scotland, posting photos and memes about current events and criticism of the United Kingdom's government. The company said the accounts organized their content around common hashtags promoting the cause, though they at times misspelled them. The accounts also posted about football and UK cities, likely to make the fictitious personas seem more authentic. Robinhood, the popular US-based stocks and crypto trading app, has officially made the beta version of its crypto wallet live for 1,000 users who had registered for the waitlist. The company is counting on the beta testers to test core functionality of its wallet service. Users will be able to send and receive their cryptocurrencies via Robinhood's wallet. Last year, the company had revealed its plans of rolling out its beta wallets to customers in January 2022, and Robinhood has indeed come through.